And then we go to freaking Cal. We have a great time there. And then we end up at Denny's.
Yep.
We scootered to Denny's.
I don't remember that.
Wait, is that how we got there?
Yeah,
because I've been wondering that.
Really?
Yeah, yes. Dude. Kira and I don't remember getting there.
I do.
I don't. Being there, but I don't remember getting there.
That's so weird because when I got there, that's when I was like, I don't know.
Well, how did I get on the scooter to go to Denny's when I literally couldn't get on the scooter when we left Denny's?
Welcome to the Unbaked Podcast. We're your hosts, Caitlin.
And I'm Sarah.
In this podcast, two best friends get together to share our own recipes of life, having relationships, and everything in between.
Join us while we share with you our take of the definition of unbaked. Hey everyone! Welcome to this week's episode!
Welcome to Vernon Superstars! Woo!
We just started a new...
Dude, how many votes do you think we need to get to start like a Vernon's Got Talent?
I think we should do it anyways.
And we would be the judges.
Okay, you guys have to get this going. We will be the judges.
But the thing is that I'm probably just going to be like, you suck, you suck.
Yeah, I'll be too suck. Nice. I'll be like crying, being like, well, I mean, like if you like had a little more time. Yeah.
Well, they have to come out and tell us about like why they're up there. Like their dad left them when they're a kid or something like that. You know what I mean? And then we have to like... You know, they have to get us going first, you know?
I don't
like,
think that's appropriate to say, though, Caitlin.
Oh, sorry.
Some people might be upset about that.
Their father's leaving kind of thing?
Yeah.
Well, Kira isn't. I thought we
were never there to leave. Anyways, for those who are totally okay with that topic, then, have at her. But
I was trying to say, they have to give us a sad story, get us going, like, you know, like, before you get intimate, you gotta get things going,
yeah,
you know?
You gotta, so, like...
You gotta lube it up before you sing, or you do your talent.
Yeah.
And then...
You gotta get those tear ducts working.
Well, you have to... That's the job for Sarah, because she gets more emotional than me. I'll just be sitting there, like...
You're
Simon.
That guy?
Yeah, Simon I Cowell. Literally was just gonna say, but, like, I'm not that mean.
No.
He's kind of mean.
He's not as bad anymore. He got a lot better. Yeah.
He's loosened up, like Gordon Ramsay?
Yeah, you know, in the bum
they're
a little
probably,
bit loose.
Yeah, they're getting loose a little
bit.
Yeah,
they're doing good. Yeah, Gordon Ramsay's gotten a lot better, too.
Yeah, he's so cute with kids.
I know.
Anyways, we should start a Vernon's Got Talent. I want to see a homeless man sing Rock and Roll McDonald's.
I think that would be great.
I would honestly give them all the donated money.
Yeah, I love that.
I will press the golden star if I get someone that's homeless. It could be Vernon's Got Talent Homeless Edition and everyone donates.
I mean, this is the podcast that where we can say whatever the fuck we want, but I feel like we're getting very, very specific.
Are we getting canceled this episode? No, I'm trying to support homeless people.
You know that's
what I mean?
Fine.
I'm
that's
trying
fine.
To be nice.
I mean, but personally, I wouldn't want to like give someone who's on drugs a bunch of money, but like,
true,
because I don't want to support them.
What about
potentially
dogs?
Hurting themselves?
Dogs.
A dog show, a doggy talent show. There we go. We figured it out. We're doing that.
Bella would just bring you a rock, and Nova would not listen.
Yeah.
She'd be like, I don't
Bella's
want to
like,
right
watch,
now.
I'm a talented dog. I'm going to hit my head.
10 times in a row.
Yeah, that's what she does.
Mm-hmm.
She knocks every last brain cell out of her, but she's smart when it kind
matters,
of.
I guess. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, she's...
Well, today's episode,
is
we have a special guest.
Yeah, we have a special guest, everyone. Finally, she's agreeing. Well, she actually didn't agree. We're holding
we're
her.
We're forcing her.
We actually tied her down to the couch, and I have a gun against her head.
A potato gun.
A Nerf gun.
A Nerf gun.
Everyone, welcome.
That's my drum roll.
Kira Ramsey.
Hello, everybody.
Okay, so. Yeah, enough
Kira,
of Kira.
Tell us a bit about yourself.
It is safe to say I am afraid for my life.
Yeah.
She's like.
Well, help. Anyways, about me.
Help. Help.
Yeah. Yeah, she, like I said, she's tied to the couch.
Yeah.
And I have a potato gun. Ready, locked and loaded. Okay, potato guns actually hurt,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, they do.
What about a BB gun?
Ooh, that's hard.
That hurts.
Yeah.
Paintball?
That hurts too.
That hurts you. Yeah.
Nerf is the only solution.
Well, yeah. It's the only possible way we can all harm this human. Okay, but what Kira's going to be doing with us today, against her will, is reading out some friendship questions that Sarah and I have to answer. So this is going to be like the ultimate friendship test, I guess.
Yeah. The UFT. Which is not the UFC, but the UFT.
Oh,
ultimate
nice.
Friendship
Challenge.
Well, we could be the UFC if we say it like that. The UFC, the Ultimate Friendship Challenge.
But then that would be copyright.
Would it? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What were the tests then? The UFT.
The UFT.
Fuck the UFC.
Yeah. First we're copywriting them and then we're hecking them.
Anyways, we love you. Whoever's out there, whoever's listening.
Yeah, we love you. My feet stink, I think. That's okay. We're not going to talk about it.
Oh, that's a pretty color. Pink. Pink toes.
Pink.
Okay. Pinky winky.
Pinky dinky winky.
Dinky dink Teletubbies.
Yes. Dipsy. Po. Lala.
Lala.
Lala. Yeah.
Anywho.
Okay, guys. See you guys next week. Okay.
Thanks for listening.
So we're going to get started. So I'm going to hand the mic over to our honorable judge.
Honorable judge here. Yeah. I hate speaking, so we're going to start with that. Okay. Get that right out of the way. So my first question is for Katie to Sarah.
Who's Katie?
Fuck off.
Katie, Caitlin. You know.
Kira calls me Katie. We grew up together.
So do I, though.
Clarify that.
I call you Caitlin in the podcast. I'm growing on calling you Caitlin.
And I will never stop.
Yeah, I know. I call you Katie to everyone else. But anyways.
She can deal with it. She doesn't have a choice.
Yeah, she has no choice.
All right. So, little Miss Caitlin, what was the first concert Sarah ever went to?
I don't know, some like worship shit. it was probably some worship like a Christian camp or something.
That's an interesting...
I don't know if that's a that's not a concert though.
Yeah,
have you
like
ever been
I've
to
been
a concert?
To yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, okay, ma'am.
Yeah, you have right.
What is like yeah.
How old were you when you went to your first concert?
17, 18?
Was it the weekend?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, 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 ding. It wasn't fucking...
Leland.
You saw Leland?
Yeah, I saw Leland live.
Oh, I think I did too.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Dang. Totally saw him in Kelowna when I was a kid.
Yeah. He's really good.
Dang.
One man waits, awakens another.
No, I saw Manifest. That was... Remember that guy? It's like, every time you run.
Yes.
Every time you hide. No, we didn't go together, but you and I like jammed out to the CD after in my mom's car.
Caitlin and Kira did.
Yeah, Caitlin and Kira. Because, fun fact, you guys, I have kidnapped Kira for the last, I think it's, what, been 22 years. I've had Kira held hostage in my basement. And I don't feed her regularly, but when I do,
it's
she's
chicken
lucky.
Chicken strips.
Yeah, it's chicken strips and Alfredo. That's pretty much it. She doesn't drink water either. I don't allow water. And she sees daylight
vodka.
Once a month. And vodka, yeah. Yeah. But that's only when she's done all of her chores.
Oh,
I'm glad I got that right.
Yeah, you did.
All right. So if we're counting points, Katie is so far winning. All right.
Ha!
Ha!
Sarah, what is Katie's favorite movie? And I have
you know
to say
what?
That I don't know either.
It's weird because you don't really like shows and movies.
Yeah.
I want to say Greatest Showman is up there, but I definitely don't think it's probably your favorite. Then I think like Shrek or like Pirates of the Caribbean. Did you like Pirates of the Caribbean?
I don't even think I've seen them all.
What? Wow.
Yeah.
But you definitely
I know,
like
I'm sorry,
Shrek.
Sorry guys.
You definitely like Shrek. But I don't know. That's a I genuinely don't know.
I have two favorite that I figured.
Okay, can I have a hint?
Okay, I love romance.
Right, okay.
That's the only hint I'll give you. Like, okay. Just a hopeless romantic.
Can I guess?
No, because it's me and Sarah's game. You're the judge!
Yeah, I guess you are the judge.
She doesn't know.
Okay, so, is it...
Well, you don't know it, so you're obviously losing, so...
Yeah. Is it, like, in the last, like, 10 years it was made, or is it, like, older?
I actually don't know. Hmm. My favorite movie is The Notebook.
Really? I was gonna say Letters to Juliet.
I don't watch movies very often, but my favorite movies are The Hunger Games, The Notebook, and Age of Adam.
Oh fuck, I should have just said that.
Yeah,
I literally should have said
that.
Movie.
And I love
We talked about that in our last podcast.
All the Trailer Park Boys movies. 'Cause they're just so
Is that a Christmas special?
Yeah, yeah, like, we're talking about Trailer Park Boys movies, and Austin goes, yeah, do you like the one called Countdown to Liquor Days? And Darnell's like, is that the Christmas special? He's like, no. He's like, well, that's all Countdown to Liquor Days for me. Like, that's me every day. Every Monday is Countdown to Liquor Days.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, exactly.
Thursday. We got it back to Thursdays.
Yeah, seriously. Exactly. I start counting down on Mondays, though, now.
Totally.
To Thursday.
Monday to Thursday.
Yeah.
So I failed that one. Yeah, didn't get it right. Point. But did you? I thought you liked Shrek.
It's not my favorite, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah. True. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Is Shrek really anyone's favorite?
I love Shrek. No, you want to know my favorite cartoon? You try to guess. What's my favorite animated cartoon?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, that's not animated. Stitch. No. Oh. That's Breeze.
Baby Yoda.
No.
Not a cartoon.
He is.
I guess he's animated. But no, I'm thinking like, I'm talking like DreamWorks, like cartoon show. It is my all-time favorite. I love it. I love every single episode.
How to Train Your Dragon.
Yes! Sorry, that was, I got really excited. Yes! So freaking good.
I love that show.
It's so good.
I actually love that show.
It's so good.
What's that? Is his name Gerald Butler?
Yes.
The guy who plays the dad? I would die for him.
You like Scottish accents.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what Irish, you look like.
Scottish. It doesn't matter what you look like. I will fall in love with you if you have a Scottish accent. Scottish accent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Next. Katie, how does Sarah drink her coffee?
Well, if it isn't decaffeinated, it is with almond milk. And it's either a white chocolate mocha with mint sometimes, or it's just like a typical vanilla creamer almond milk with espresso, right?
Yeah, you got it.
Hey! Yeah! With espresso.
You want to know? Yeah, with espresso. If you know, you know. Back to our test.
Okay, Sarah. What is Katie's favorite meal of the day?
Well, I think she likes breakfast, but you also really like poutine, so that's kind of like a middle day.
Favorite meal of the day.
But meal,
though.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Breakfast. Yeah. Yeah.
I love breakfast.
You love your hash browns, your eggs,
bacon, eggs, fruit, cheese, food, bread, onions.
Lots of onions. Green onions for days.
Oh, yeah. And red onions. I fucking love red onions.
They are good too.
Yeah, they're so good.
They're delicious.
I'm killing it.
I got that one.
Oh. I got that one. I'm like, damn, I'm killing
it. I'm so good. I'm like, hang on. I just answered that question. Anyways.
Okay, these next two are very targeted to the specific audience of Katie and Sarah. So, Katie, what is Sarah's favorite dessert?
Do you even have a favorite dessert? Like, you're not really a dessert person.
No, I'm not.
I've never seen you eat dessert before.
But there was one thing that I was like, and it was so good. It was like, because I was basically, it was on my birthday.
Ice cream cake.
Well, it hurts my tummy too much. But this other thing I got given on my birthday, because it's like a complimentary thing with this restaurant.
Is it cheesecake?
No.
I know, I'm trying. It lava cake?
Yes. I had it on my birthday this year for the first time ever, and I was like, whatever I just ate, that was like, I would order that specifically again.
Yeah.
As a dessert, even though I really don't get dessert. Yeah. Like, even then, it's like, maybe I'll have ice cream, but it has to, like, dairy-free ice cream. You know, like, I don't even get, I can't have Dairy Queen. It's just too much on my tummy.
Yeah, fair
too
enough.
Much.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. Well, anyways, you got it.
And the next one, Sarah, what is Katie's dream car?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so it's.
I wouldn't be upset if you didn't get this.
No, but I know that it's an older vehicle.
Yeah.
It's a car. Like, it's a car. It's. Yeah. I almost want to say Skyline. Is that wrong? Okay, yeah. It's like there's.
You're right numbers. With the JDM side of things.
Yeah, it's like.
Yeah.
Like a.
I know exactly
what it looks like too.
Yeah.
Like,
do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm obsessed.
And every time like we've seen one, it's like really it's a huge deal because it's like they're hard to find too.
Yeah.
But what are there's numbers, right?
Yeah. It's a number and then it's two letters.
Is there a zero in it?
Yeah.
Zero.
It doesn't start with a zero, though.
I don't know. I honestly, like, it's I know okay. exactly I
honestly
what
do
it looks
not blame
like,
you
though.
For forgetting what it is. It's called
hang,
a... It's,
hang on. Don't. Okay. I'm going to try to find it.
Okay. Pause for...
Yeah. For dramatic effects.
Yeah. Pause for effect. Pause for cause.
Nissan... Hang on. I got this.
We're gonna count it as half a point because you know what it looks like.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, tell me what it is.
It's a 300ZX.
300ZX. I told. Oh, fuck! What? If I saw that, I would have known. Look at it. Now, yeah. I knew it.
Yeah, I know.
I know
you.
So
know.
I got a half a point.
Yeah, you got half a point for sure.
Half point there.
All right. Well, the score is. I have no idea. Let's okay. continue. Katie. Has Sarah ever flown a kite?
That is such an interesting question. Well, I'm assuming since you're like a wholesome little kid from Pell River, obviously.
You know what? I honestly don't remember if I ever have.
Really?
I feel like I have like a vague memory of being at Willington Beach, but I don't know if like I was or if I saw a kite.
Or it was your dream.
Yeah, like, honestly, yeah. Was my dream yeah. telling me to fly a kite?
Yeah. That's such an... I forgot kites even in... We're just amazing nerds.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's okay.
That's okay.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, you look at the wholesome little girl, hey?
Yeah.
Flying a kite.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, I've flown.
I've been there.
I've been flowing. Flying and flowing.
Been flying and flowing.
Flint and flying and flowing.
Eyes a kite, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, back in the day. Hell yeah. So, Kate, I need to tell a quick story because I think it's fucking hilarious. So, I was a little bit of a dibble dabbler in the weed iguanas when I was a kid. And so, Kira and I are having lunch at this, like, outdoor place or whatever. And there are these, like, high schoolers sitting behind us. And we just love listening to people talk while we're having lunch. Like, her and I won't even talk, and we'll just listen to everyone else's conversations because, like, we're really, like, disrespectful, and we want to hear everyone's gossip. And so there are these kids, literally in, like, grade 11 or 12, and they're like, man, this, like, bong rip that I took, and they're, like, going off. And I was like, yeah, that's so embarrassing. Like, straight up, I was like, who, like, brags about, like, how big of, like, bong takes they've took. And Kira looks at me. She's like, are you kidding me right now? She's like, you literally used to do that all the time. And I'm like, I'm so embarrassed. It was so funny. I was like, called out, man. Called out. But
no
yeah,
kidding.
That was funny.
Yeah, you're, like, targeted.
Yeah.
Okay, this last one, I want both of you to answer.
Okay.
What fictional BFF duo is most like us?
Like, oh. Katya and Trixie. But they're not fictional.
They're not, yeah.
But like well, that is.
Are. I mean, like, is
but they're like celebrities,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they're celebrities though, but they dress up into a character. So I could see that being kind of fictional because you.
Yeah, but fictional isn't real, right?
Yeah, right? I guess. Yeah, that's what fictional is. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and they're real. But if it was that, it would be them 100% because I'm a lot like Katya and you're
yeah.
like. Or no, you're Katya and I'm Trixie.
I'm Katya.
Yeah. Yeah.
But. Like. Fictional though, like maybe like Max and Ruby, like.
Ruby and Max.
Do-do-do-do.
Yeah, oh yeah. And they were roommates.
Okay, well, what about like I was gonna say like Rocket and Nebula, like from Guardians of the Galaxy.
You think I'm like Rocket?
No, you can be Nebula. I'll be Rocket. Nebula is cold ass bitch. Like she says it how it is. Yeah.
I thought Rocket was like that.
He is, but he's a little more like...
I thought he was angry. I thought he was pretty... You're
no,
not very angry.
You need to see Rocket's backstory to understand. If you,
oh, true,
you know,
true.
You
I
need
have.
To
I've seen those movies.
No, you have not seen the most recent one. Otherwise, we would have been talking about that.
But you told me how, like, traumatic it was and, like, how he's probably going to therapy now. And...
He is. He definitely is. Like, we
and
really
I probably would be, too, yeah. honestly. I want you to go to therapy.
But same with Nebula. But she even said that, yeah, Rocket had a harder upbringing than she did. And she was tortured by Thanos, so...
Who's Nebula?
She's a robot created by Thanos.
Oh.
He made a daughter out of a robot. And then she has a sister named Gamora.
Sick names.
Yeah.
Duo.
No, but
like what about like a cartoon one?
That's what, totally spies.
Oh my god. Gumball and Darwin.
Wait, I don't know that though. You told me I need to watch that.
I'm not even joking.
The Adventures of Gumball, right?
Yes. And why haven't we watched that?
I don't know.
You would love that show.
I don't know.
We
you
have
know
to watch
who
something.
We are?
Who are we?
I didn't like this because it's a hint. I had my arm in the air and I'd like, you know who we are?
Who?
I'm Frankie, you're Joe. The Basement Yard.
Jonas? Oh.
No, we are. You're Joe Santagato and I'm Frankie.
Oh my
we
god.
We totally
yes,
are.
But they're not
but
fictional.
They're not fictional. Man, this is a hard question.
Yes.
Okay, no.
Like, I think we're Gumball and Darwin because okay. Gumball is like silly and goofy, but he's like more like not on the soft side, but Gumball or Darwin is just like a cute little fish who's like super innocent and he just loves everyone. Everyone wants to be peace, but he's like really funny.
Okay.
He would die if you watched this.
I'm Toothless. You are Hiccup.
Hiccup's. Oh, yeah. No, I'd be Toothless because I'm like dark and.
Okay.
But I have a huge heart, but then I can also
be
mean
wife.
To people.
I'll be
no,
the
you'd
light.
Be, you'd be Toothless.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I'd be Toothless. You'd be Hiccup.
Yeah, I'd be Hiccup.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because that can be us. And you ride me all night.
You're Shrek, I'm Fiona.
No, I'm Donkey. I'm Donkey and you're Shrek.
That's perfect.
No, I'm the dragon and you're Donkey.
Yes, that's accurate.
We can have dragon babies.
Yes, let's do it. That's us.
You're not as annoying as Donkey, though.
Tomorrow?
A little bit, but not as. I'm joking.
I think I'm
joking.
Annoying.
You're not annoying at all.
You don't think so? That's nice of you to say.
I honestly never get annoyed by you.
You literally
you're on the other hand.
Like four times. Last episode.
Whole life.
You bugged me four times last episode.
Are we going to talk about this later?
Yeah, I'm hurt.
Are you feeling hurt? I'm sorry that I made you feel that way. I'm trying to learn not to gaslight people.
I received that and I accept
I'm sorry
apology.
You feel that way?
So you feel that way, but you shouldn't.
Yeah, I'm sorry you feel that way, but it's wrong.
You know. I'm Gingy. You're Gingy.
Not the gumdrop buttons!
Is that who you are? Yeah. I'm just off Shrek now. I don't
fall
know.
Fall in love with someone, fall in love.
Yeah, keep it.
Oh, man.
When I saw her face.
I'm a believer. That's where I was going to go.
Oh, okay. You go there.
Okay,
you
go I'm there going. Now. So at the end of the first movie, Donkey's singing that song, and he's like, believe, 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 believe. And Austin literally dies laughing every single time. He'll repeat it and watch it over and over and over again. And he'll be on the ground, like, crying in tears. Donkey just like going across the state. I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe. Like he dies laughing, and I know he's gonna be
so funny.
Oh, I know, seriously.
Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
I know it. They're brothers, but that's they're fun. Not best friends. The two moose from Brother Bear.
Oh.
Have you seen that movie?
Yeah,
right?
A long time ago though. I need to.
They're
refresh
so
it.
Out to lunch. They're very dumb. Like they're literally just chilling. They're like, "Do you want to play?"
I'm Dory.
You're Dory, and I'm.
Marvin.
Marlin.
Oh, I thought it was from Marvin.
Why is his name Marlin?
I have a really hard time
he's a Marlin?
When it comes to...
Oh, he's a clownfish.
Okay, you want to know the name that I always mix up?
What?
It's Martin and Marvin. And it's Emily's dad. His name is... hang on. Now I'm gapping out.
Marvin, probably.
No, it's Martin. Martin? Yeah, it's Martin.
I don't think I've ever met anyone named Martin. It sounds
know,
like
now.
A tennis
I
name.
I feel really bad. Like, I've known this guy for years.
Like, he probably plays tennis.
No.
Sounds like a tennis name.
No, he builds, like, buses. Like, he built...
That
he,
would be my second guess.
He took a bus, and he, like, totally renoed it into, like, a camper vehicle. It's
jealous,
really cool.
Jealous.
Yeah, they did a really good job.
Jealous.
Anyways, no, it's definitely Martin. It's Martin! I know that is Martin. This is a really scattered podcast episode, but I'm kind of here for it.
You know what I love, though, about sitting here and doing this podcast with, like, not a lot of structure is that that's how, like, a lot of people do their podcasts.
Totally.
They kind of just sit there and they're just, like, chit-chatting, like, Trixie and Katya. They don't have usually, like, a subject with their podcast. They just start talking and they
and
just feed off each other.
That's how she be.
That's how she be doing it.
What's the one, the first one? Hey, now, you're an all-star. Get your game on.
Go play.
Hey. Oh, I thought it was hey.
Go play.
I guess that makes sense. Na 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 na.
Only superstars bend a mo. It's a cool place, and it says it's called a bottled up. Now wait till you get older.
I love all Smash Mouth. They absolutely wrecked that movie in a good way with that soundtrack.
It was just a really good soundtrack, movie. Like, I keep talking about it, but you know what? Personally, you want to know my personal opinion? I think DreamWorks...
If you say better than Disney, I'm going to kick you out of your own house.
...has more movies that I appreciate in my life now than Disney.
good.
Kira almost kicked me out of my house. I say that because I look more forward to... Like, those ones are the ones where I go back and rewatch. Whereas I will watch a Disney movie and I like it. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with Disney. I think that they're great. But I always seem to go back and be like, oh, I'm really feeling like a How to Train Your Dragon 9 or Shrek. Versus, like, I don't really rewatch Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty. Like, I've seen them and I'll watch the remakes, but then that's it. Right? I don't know.
You know what my opinion is, or my personal opinion? I don't really like either, so okay. I'm not a movie person. I'm not a Disney adult. Like Kira.
No, you know what? I'm the same as Kira, though. I really think that, like, I like those kind of movies. I think that they're, you know.
Okay. Oh, nothing. I don't know. I was just gonna test our listeners. If anyone's listening, and they like astrology, I'm gonna say that Kira is a Disney adult. And she loves to read books. And I want you to guess what her sign is. Just from that.
Yeah. So what we'll do is in this episode, if you scroll down a little bit on Spotify or Apple Music, there will be questions. And so in that question, we're going to have a poll. And you're going to have to guess which sign she is in that poll or questionnaire or whatever it is. So we're going to write that down.
Okay.
Okay.
So while you guys are listening, I'm going to give you 3 facts about Kira. That I've already given you 2. She reads a lot of fantasy shit. Key on the fantasy shit. Second, she's a Disney adult. Loves Disney shit. Like, would wear Disney outfit every day. Wants, like, a whole Disney sleeve. 3, she acts, like, angry on the outside, but she has the biggest heart ever. But she's like, oh, I don't give a shit. And then she's like, turns around and she's like, I actually kind of give a shit. So that is, if someone did this and said all those things and was like, yes, sir, zodiac sign, I would be screaming at my phone at the podcast because, 100%.
Is it Sarah's?
No, at theirs.
Oh, I heard it wrong.
Like, if they were like, oh, this is the character, I'd be screaming at the phone being like, this is what it is.
Yes, I hear you.
Because those are like the biggest.
Giveaways,
yeah.
The tells?
Yeah. Well, and I could also do it with yours, but if the OGs are listening, they already know what your zodiac sign is.
Mm-hmm.
I just say that you're just like,
you
know.
We'll do it anyways.
You love, like, so this is the female side of your sign. You're a very great mother because you're very nurturing. You're one with nature. You know, you go outside, you eat grass. No, I'm joking. You love plants. You love green shit plants.
Earth tones. That's literally my house.
And you really, really... This is going to give it away. So I'm only going to give 2 facts about Sarah. She really, 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 really prioritizes her, like, self-care. And her sleep. And taking care of herself. Like, sleep!
You just gave it away.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
It's okay.
But, like, the people don't know.
That's true.
You know, because I've told you.
Yeah, that's the only reason why I would know.
But, like, that's also, true. Like, a really hard worker. But just... Would love to just chill on the couch.
Yeah. Watch all my shows.
But also fucking get shit done.
Yeah. What question should have been asked? Is what is Sarah's favorite TV show? Top 3.
The Office. 3. And The Friends.
No, okay.
And The Friends.
No, I have 3. Locked in my head. And I need you to tell me them.
What's that one show that was in Pell River that had like the apple? Once Upon a Time.
Yeah.
I thought it was, well, it's Modern Family, The Office, and Friends.
Not Friends.
It's not Friends.
Friends doesn't make top 3 for me. I really do love Friends, but these ones mean more to me than anything. So the last one. Okay, fine. We'll make a top 5.
I'm okay.
Okay, top 5. You got this.
Jeez, this is difficult.
No,
okay.
This is good. So you said just about fucking
New Girl. Okay. Yeah, I would have never got that. I don't even know what that is. Modern Family.
Yeah.
The Office. Friends. I can't think of the other one. Don't tell me, though. Oh. Is it on Netflix?
Not anymore.
Fuck.
Kira knows. We've talked about it.
I don't think Kira knows. Vampire Diaries?
No.
I watched it twice this year already. Two full times over.
Gossip Girl.
No, sorry.
Gilmore Girls.
No. I watch that like probably once every 3 years.
That seems like a you show though.
It is, but Lorelai annoys me sometimes if I watch the show too much, you know? But I really do like that show. I watch it like every 3 years.
Is it my Big Bang Theory?
Yes!
Okay.
Yes.
That sucks.
Is it my Big Bang Theory?
Yeah, it's the best show ever.
It is so good.
Yes, it is.
No, you don't
not.
Know. So
that
yeah.
show sucks.
The Office, You're New not. Girl, The Big Bang Theory, Modern Family, and Friends. Those are my five all-time favorites. I've watched
them. See, that's where you and Kira get along because you guys love like fucking
Marvel
shitty sitcoms.
Yeah, like we could talk about all that.
Yeah, and Marvel and Disney and yeah. DreamWorks and stuff like that. And I'm like, I don't know, I haven't turned on my TV, it has dust on it. Like I watch TikToks.
Yeah.
Because I'm
like,
broke.
I have a bunch of TikToks to show you, and I'm like, okay.
You're like, I don't know how this works. I need to put my glasses on. What is TikTok?
You should do Put a Finger Down one day.
Yeah.
That would be a great podcast idea.
If Katie were a vegetable, which vegetable would she be?
I thought we were doing like specific ones. Like
potato. She loves potatoes.
What are you trying to say?
No, I'm not saying. No,
are you saying I look like a potato?
No, I was.
Are you saying I look like a potato?
Fuck, I was going to say celery, but I don't think you like celery. Like, you don't, you look like it, but like, fuck.
Yeah.
No, I think.
That would mean I'm bland. And don't give any nutritious value.
Okay, then you're french fry.
Yeah.
Because it's delicious.
Like, it's still a vegetable, but it's good and people want it. You know what I mean? Like, people want me.
Like, yeah. We want
I don't know if it counts as a vegetable if it's been deep fried.
It's still a vegetable.
Still a vegetable. Sweet potato fry. You're my sweet potato fry.
Yeah.
If I had, I'm going to ask you a question with an answer. I'm going to ask you a question that I know the answer to for myself. If I could color my hair and rock it, what color would I have my hair?
I don't know. Blonde?
No.
Purple?
No.
Like a different color?
Yeah. Not just
red?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to be a redhead so bad.
Well, you've had red hair before.
Yeah, I have. I guess
not
I have,
like,
but not like
OG Kira redhead,
yeah,
but
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, yeah, like you had a red
I
tone
want,
for
like,
sure.
I want to try like Daphne from Scooby-Doo red.
That's orange.
Orange. Yeah.
It's natural red.
Yeah, like a natural redhead.
Okay, but that's orange and the other one's red.
Okay, well, yeah. I
don't get it twisted, guys.
I suppose. That's true.
Yeah.
I would do any of the spectrum of that.
Ginger? You'd want to be ginger?
I want to see what it looks like.
You got to match the drapes. Wait, carpet. Match the carpet. What? Yeah.
We could also be Velma and we're shagging Scooby.
Yeah, I love eating. Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, we just eat together and do mysteries and listen to Bailey Sarian's mysteries and
Mystery Murder Podcast.
Yeah, Murder Mystery.
Okay, if I could have any dog, what kind of dog would it be?
Good question. Honestly, I want to say golden still.
Mm-mm. Austin and I have been considering when we are when we get older and all of our shit's more put together in a shit box.
Like a corgi?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so we're going to get a corgi and we're going to name it Gator.
Aww.
And then we're going to get a cat and name it Allie.
Aww.
Alligator.
Oh my goodness. You know what I thought? I thought you meant like Allie like as an ally.
She will
She's
be an ally. They'll
be
both
the
be
ally.
Allies. Yeah.
She'll be wearing rainbow bandanas.
Yeah.
Aww. That's so cute. Alligator. Alligator.
Alligator. Alligator, yeah.
That's really cute. That's
like, hilarious. Allie is kind of a basic name for a cat, but it just works. Allie and Gator,
yeah.
I think that's hilarious.
I think that's really cute. I love
I'm
it.
So funny.
You're so funny.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Just because I want the satisfaction of hearing it, because I love thinking about the past sometimes. What is one of your like first memories that you are fond of Austin and I? Don't have to be dating. It could be when we're friends. But like, what's a memory that you're very fond of?
Honestly, the one that I remember the most would just be in cafeteria.
Really?
Yeah. Like, because that was, like, really when we first all knew each other. But I would say the second fondest memory was when we were driving home from grad kidnapping, and you and Austin were in the back seat, and we were jamming out, and it was it was kind of crazy because it was the four of us before we knew that we were the four of us, and it was really cool to be able to just like be there in that part of time when it was so different now, but yeah, it would have been then.
I think that was so funny. I would love to tell a little bit of a backstory on that one. So if anyone doesn't know what that is, grad kidnapping is when the guys kidnap the girls on one night and they're supposed to let them drink and then they drive them home and then vice versa. So Darnell kidnapped Sarah and I, but we didn't really plan it. We were just like, yeah, sure, we'll go up with you, whatever. And like Sarah and I didn't really drink at that time, whatever. We go up there, we're like socializing, whatever.
I had my first drink there.
You did?
Yes. So my first like...
You had a Palmbay.
Drink Palmbay. I had three, and I was so drunk.
Yeah, I remember that. And so I was actually dating someone at the time, and he was up there with a different girl, and I was like, you know what? Whatever. I don't really care. I don't know if you'd consider it dating, because it wasn't really, like, dating, but we were seeing each other for sure. But I was like, eh, fuck. You stay up here with her. I honestly could not be bothered. And Austin comes out of nowhere, and he's like, oh, I'm going to come home with you. I'll come home with you guys. Yeah, for sure. Like, because, you know. As we all know, Austin.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's what he says all the time. But Austin didn't even go up with us. We didn't even plan on going with Austin.
Where did he come from?
I don't know. I think he came out of the... Anyways, he came out of nowhere. And I was like, okay, well, the guy that I'm seeing is just going to stay up here with the girl he went with. But, like, I really could care less. And Austin was like, perfect. She's not going to be with the guy she's with. I am going to sneak right in there. Just swither my way through there. And... there's literally a video of us in the back of Darnell's truck, and Austin insisted on sitting in the middle seat so he could sit beside me. And I remember just being like, oh yeah, it's whatever. Like, Austin just wants to jam out with me, but like, we're both sober. And I like tried not to think anything of it, but he literally sat in the middle and was like, I'm sitting as close as I can to you. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, like there was a comfortable next like seat beside him that he couldn't, right? But he chose to sit
right in the middle seat.
And yeah, we have that video somewhere. We got to find it and we'll share it.
I have it on my phone. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm singing Moni Moni. And I was teaching everyone how to sing it. But
also another really spontaneous memory would be like when we were driving back from Silver Star.
Okay, yeah. So we... Sarah and I had a few drinks for sure.
And Darnell ate. He drank a full Mickey of Pink Whitney.
I was going to say, Sarah and I had a few drinks. Darnell had too many drinks.
Way too many.
Like, he drank a lot, but he is a freaking riot. Like, one thing about Darnell, he gives. And he gave. And he gave that day. He worked. Like, it was a freaking blast. But, yeah. Gosh, I love those days. Darnell is literally just like... the funnest dude to party with.
Yeah, he's a good shit when it comes. Like, he's a very happy drunk.
Yeah, I know. Like, and he's like, I just want to do things. And I'm like, that is me.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
I love that. Oh, that's hilarious. And then you and Austin are just like, holy shit, can we just go to bed? And Darnell and I are like breakdancing in the living room or something. Yeah, like, exactly. Fuck. Remember that time that you and I literally were like trying to twerk in the living room? Because I naturally know how to twerk for some reason. I don't know why. And Sarah has like a ginormous bottom half. She doesn't know how to twerk.
Hopefully in a good way, dude.
Yeah. Oh my god. I don't ever mean that in a mean way. You got a fucking... You got a badonk. And Sarah and I were just out off our rockers. And we spent 30 minutes trying to learn how to twerk. And I think I burnt. It literally said I had a workout.
Yeah, you got a notification.
On my Fitbit saying I just did like a workout and I burnt like 300 calories.
That's so funny.
Oh my god, it's so funny.
That's hilarious.
Friendship's fun.
Friendship is fun. But you know what is like the most recent memory that I love and I will always cherish? It was our spontaneous let's go to Kelowna day. Caitlin and Kira picked me up. I was just going to do stupid errands. And they were like, nope, we're going. We go to Kelowna, go to the mall, do a couple things, go to the cidery, have a couple ciders, and then literally...
Sarah had a couple ciders.
I had my, like, sample flight, and I was like, oh, I'm buzzing. Because I hadn't, at that point, drank in a very long time. And then we drive back, and we're like, let's go to the drag show, the one in Vernon. So we go, and we had a great time there. And then we go to freaking Cal. We have a great time there. And then we end up at Denny's. We scootered to Denny's.
I don't remember that.
Wait, is that how we got there?
Yeah, I've been scootering that. Really?
Yeah, dude, Kira and I don't remember getting there.
I do.
I remember being there, but I don't remember getting there.
That's so weird, dude. Because when I got there, that's when I was like, I don't know.
Well, how did I get on the scooter to go to Denny's when I literally couldn't get on the scooter when we left Denny's?
Yeah, so get this.
Definitely fell.
I know.
No, so get this. So I had reserved one. I found one. My phone was at like 3% at this point. But I found one. It was right across from the Cal. So all of a sudden, I grabbed that one. And then you guys come back. I look over and you have two scooters. And I was like, oh, okay. So then Caitlin's like, we're going to McDonald's. And I was like, I am not driving all the way across town to like the farthest McDonald's where it's like, I don't want to go to that
area.
It's
across town completely.
Way across town.
Yeah.
I'm like, if anything, we'll go to like the Longhorn if they have food still, which they probably don't. And we were like, or I was like, we'll just figure it out. Like, we'll go home and figure it out to my house. And all of a sudden, you're going in the other direction. And I was like, okay, I guess we're going here.
Kira and I are just wondering where we're going at this point.
Yeah, Kira and I are in the back. Caitlin is like miles ahead. She is ripping on this scooter.
The food was calling me.
The food was calling you. Like, you were ripping on this scooter.
I'm surprised I didn't hurt myself. I don't remember going there.
Dude, you were flying in the middle of the road. Kira and I were on the sidewalk. Kira and I were on the sidewalk. Okay, so then we end up. You're like, well, then let's go to Denny's. I was like, okay, fine. We'll go to Denny's. We'll get some food there. You know what? I could eat some food. And so we scooter to Denny's, which is like probably 6 minutes from where we were. So it wasn't a bad scooter. But you were like, I can't emphasize enough how you were flying. And I remember Kira was like in the middle. I was the last one. Kira was like, I remember at one point she stopped because she was like, oh, wow, you're way back there. And so we all are all on three scooters. We get there, we park our scooters, we go into Denny's, and this is the point where I start to lose it. Because I'm like, it's all hitting me now. Like, I'm at that point where I was like, I don't even remember how I got here. Yeah. But, like, I did, now thinking back, I remember everything.
But it all hit you at once.
It all hit me at once, though. And that was crazy. I was like, I don't even know what's going on. And because I was fed 5 drinks within the span of 40 minutes.
Yeah, dude. And I had like 5 fireball shots.
Yeah.
For some reason, Sarah took a couple shots.
Yeah, I bought one, dude, I think.
You bought me 2 Burt Reynolds.
Two.
Oh.
Yeah. And then that random one. And then Long Island. And then.
At least you didn't take a shot out of someone's boobs.
Yeah, you did that.
Yep, I did.
Proud. Proud too.
Felt like I was 19 all over again. Honestly, when I woke up that next day, I was like, that was like a hangover.
Yeah, that movie. It was the hangover.
But it was, like, as much I was like, damn, that was wild because we were, like, so drunk. At the same time, I'm like, that was so fun.
It was so much fun.
Like, nothing bad happened. Oh, like, yeah. We were really, like, we were drunk. We got food. We got home safe.
We rided home.
Like, it was, yeah.
Well, we kind of started to scooter. And I was like, because my phone had died at that point. So I couldn't call a U-Ride. I could not charge the scooter. So, you know, I couldn't scan it to start the scooter. My phone was dead. So Caitlin had to, like, I piggybacked on the scooter. She's all over the road. I'm like, we cannot do this. So then we put the scooter down, and then we go and sit outside Boston Pizza, which is empty at this point. It's like 1 in the morning. And Caitlin orders a U-Ride, and then we get them to pick us up, and we go home to my house. We crashed. Caitlin was asleep on the floor before I could blow up her air mattress.
Literally.
Kira was like, I don't even remember what Kira was doing. She was grabbing blankets or something. And then basically we just woke up the next day and... Yeah, what happened? You guys went home.
And then Bob's your uncle.
Bob's your uncle.
Yeah. Yeah, that was freaking awesome. So
that was a
you
lot
know
of
what?
Fun.
I would have enjoyed it more if I didn't have to drive after the cidery because, like, God.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I really wanted to enjoy those ciders, but whatever. I still had a few. Okay, like, I still tried a couple, and they're delicious, but I can't wait for the day where I don't have to worry about it. Like, I wish we could just, like, teleport. Like, why can't we do that
That's
yet?
That's the one superpower.
Like, no more drunk driving.
Chauffeur service.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, like, not very expensive because like your bitches are broke. So.
Yeah, it's true. So,
like, we could buy, like, a yearly pass for, like, $100. That's a good idea. But, like, how would people make money? Like, a robot driver, though.
Oh, that's scary.
Well, that's a little
that'd
scary.
Be even more expensive.
No, why not a monthly subscription? You pay $25 a month and you have them on retainer if you need them.
Yeah.
Imagine, they would make great money if they did that.
100%. Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Even $50 a month.
Yeah, 100%.
We all just pool together and then you have like a maximum of so many people.
So many hours and people.
Yeah.
That's such a great idea.
Let's invent it.
I feel like we could invent a lot of things.
I know, me too.
Yeah.
Well,
I hope you guys enjoyed this one. It was fucking wild.
We were just all over the place, but what's my favorite? This is my last question. My final question.
Final.
What's your favorite feature of me? Right answer only.
Wrong answers only?
No. You have to get the right one.
Oh, but do I have, like, do you know the answer?
Yeah. That's what I'm asking it, because I know you know. Cause you
like, what your favorite feature of yourself is? Your toes.
Yeah, my toes. Yeah.
I could be having the worst day ever, and I'll just see Sarah. So, why didn't you text me that yesterday? I was like, I'm having a tough day. You should have just sent me a picture of your feet.
Next time.
Not only could I have laughed, I could have sold them. on the dark web.
I made $1,000.
Chauffeur money.
Yeah. Exactly.
You're like, yeah, it's on me this time. Why? Why, Caitlin? Oh, just,
sold your toes.
Another photo of your toes.
Yeah.
Well, thanks guys for listening. It started off as a get to know us, and it kind of ended as a we're talking about whatever.
What was it?
Oh, not a get to know us. Sorry, a friendship. The UFT.
Yeah, UFT.
Ultimate friendship test. If you saw my hand, Caitlin's laughing at my hand.
Okay.
All right. Peace, love, and class.
I'm really bad at these, like, goodbyes. Like, it's so awkward. It's like, just I don't like, okay, say see, goodbye. Like, see I think I should just, we should just Irish goodbye everyone on our podcast.